the DominiCast at Dominican College Port Stewart.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the DominiCast. I'm Charlotte, and as always, I'm joined by the brilliant Olivia. Say hello, Liv.
Hey. Hey everyone, we're thrilled to have you with us for episode 12. Can you believe it? Time flies when you're having fun, right, Charlotte?
Yeah, it's been amazing, and I just can't believe how far we have came.
It's crazy.
It's just been such an exciting journey. So yeah. Thank you so much to all the listeners and sponsors out there.
Absolutely, Liv. And speaking of fun, we've got an action-packed show lined up for you today. We'll be diving into the latest news, giving you the scoop on sports updates, highlighting some upcoming events you won't want to miss. And of course, announcing our fabulous listener competition. It's going to be amazing, so definitely stay in touch with that.
Yeah.
Hi guys, it's Charlotte here from the DominiCast, and I'm just taking a short break from the podcast to bring you a very special message from one of our newest sponsors, Macaulay Rae, a premier solicitor service right here in Coleraine. Are you in need of expert legal guidance and support? Look no further than Macaulay Rae. With years of experience and a commitment to excellence, their team of solicitors is dedicated to serving the local community with integrity and professionalism. Whether you're facing a legal challenge, seeking advice on a personal matter, or navigating a complex business issue, Macaulay Rae has the knowledge and experience to guide you every step of the way. From family law to property matters, from personal injury claims to business deputies, Macaulay Rae covers a wide range of legal services tailored to meet your needs. Trust in Macaulay Rae for sound legal advice, compassionate support, and steadfast representation. We're thrilled to welcome Macaulay Rae as our sponsor and grateful for their commitment to supporting our podcast and the community. If you're in need of any legal assistance, don't hesitate to reach out to Macaulay Rae today.
Good day, everyone. It's Andy with your latest roundup. Let's jump straight into it. First up, we're celebrating some remarkable achievements from Year 14 students who participated in the Bank of Ireland Money Smarts Challenge. These bright minds demonstrated their financial prowess and emerged victorious, showcasing their skills in managing money effectively. A big congratulations to all the Year 13 for their stellar performance. In other news, for Year 14 people, Ryan showcased his talent on the grand stage of the Lyric Theatre in a captivating performance of orchestra. It's fantastic to see our students excelling at the arts and bringing their creative visions to life. Bravo, Ryan! Shifting gears to the Business Studies department, they recently had the pleasure of hosting past pupil Claire Holly for an insightful workshop on marketing and responsible business practices. Claire's expertise and experience provided invaluable insights for our students, enriching their understanding of the business world. A big thank you to Claire for sharing her wisdom with us. And let's not forget about our adventurous Bronze Duke of Edinburgh Award. Students who recently embarked on the orienteering and campout expedition at Camping Under the Stars, navigating through the wilderness, talk about an unforgettable experience. Meanwhile, our Silver Award students proved their mettle by braving the elements during the challenging practice hike. It's inspiring to see our students pushing their limits and embracing the spirit of adventure. Well, that wraps up our new segment for today. See you soon for more updates. And until now, this is Andy signing off.
Hi there, lovely listeners. It's Lily May here, and I'm so excited to kick off our latest listener competition. Now listen up, because this one's a real treasure hunt. Here's the deal. Hidden somewhere in today's episodes, there's a special code word. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to be the first person to bring that code word to Mr. Quarles in DM4. And guess what? If you're the lucky winner, there's a fantastic prize waiting just for you. Once you've got the code word, hustle over to Mr. Quarles in DM4 and claim your prize before anyone else beats you to it. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on this one. So get ready, folks, and keep those ears listening up. This hunt is on and the prize is waiting. Good luck, and may the fastest listener win.
Hi, it's Lucia. We're just taking a short break from the podcast to bring you a message from one of our sponsors. Are you ready to tantalise your taste buds? Look no further than Morales To Go.
your go-to destination for delicious ice cream delights. Whether you're craving classic flavours or daring to try something new, Morales To Go has got you covered. Swing by their parlour today and treat yourself to a scoop of happiness. Thanks to Morales To Go for keeping our sweet tooth satisfied.
Hi,
I'm Molly.
And I'm Willow. And we're here to bring you the latest and greatest in the world of sports. Buckle up because we've got some thrilling updates for you.
First up, let's talk about netball. It's been an absolute slam dunk for our teams this season. The Year 8 team clinched victory in the Corn and District League, showcasing their skills and teamwork on the court. But that's not all. Our junior team also dominated the NESA League, while our A and B teams remain undefeated throughout the season. Huge congratulations to Miss Park and all the players for their outstanding performance.
Moving on to swimming, DCP made waves at the Ulster School Swimming Championships in Ards. Our swimmers showed incredible determination and talent, going head-to-head with some tough competition. Well done to all the swimmers for their impressive performances in the pool.
And let's not forget about our rising star, Year 8 student Curtis, who's been making waves of his own on the football field. Curtis recently had a taste of victory while playing for Ballymoney United, finishing third on his team in the Football Cup in Barcelona. What an achievement. Way to go, Curtis.
That's a wrap for our sports roundup. From netball victories to swimming successes and football wins, DCP students are showing their athletic prowess like never before. Stay tuned for more thrilling updates, and until next time, this is Willow
and Molly signing off.
Hi, it's Kleena. We're just taking a short break from the podcast to bring you a message from one of our sponsors. Hungry for an unforgettable dining experience? Look no further than Shanty, your ultimate destination for delectable dishes and delightful ambience. From mouth-watering seafood to savoury steaks, Shanty's diverse menu has something for everyone. Whether you're celebrating a special occasion or simply craving a night out, Shanty promises to tantalize your taste buds and leave you coming back for more. Treat yourself to a culinary journey unlike any other at Shanty.
Hey guys, it's Lucia
and Kleena, here to give you the lowdown on some exciting upcoming events.
Get those calendars ready because you won't want to miss out on these. First off, we're thrilled to announce the Surf Club will be making a splash once again for that summer term. So if you're ready to catch up on some gnarly waves and soak up the sun, be sure to grab your permission slips from the office. This term, we're teaming up with the Life Adventures for an unforgettable surfing experience.
And calling all year 11 and 14 students, buckle up because GCSEs and A-level exams are just around the corner. It's time to hit the books and prepare for your moment to shine. Remember, study leave is on the horizon, so make every moment count.
And as a Year 8, obviously, we're all dreading those summer exams. Like, seriously, they're really annoying. But they'll give you a really good chance to show teachers what you've got at the end of the year. Yeah, definitely. Year 8 and 9 students, it is your time to shine too. Because summer exams are on the horizon, unfortunately, but same time, fortunately. So it's time to buckle down and show off all the hard work. You've got this.
And mark your calendars because the famous drama festival is making a triumphant return this summer. Get ready to be dazzled by jaw-dropping performances and awe-inspiring talent. Keep those eyes peeled for more details. Trust me, you won't want to miss out.
We are just taking a short break from the podcast to bring you a message from one of our amazing sponsors. Are you ready to elevate your living space? Look no further than A Broader Picture, your one-stop shop for homeware, giftware, and interior design inspiration. From stunning decor pieces to unique gift ideas, A Broader Picture has everything you need to transform your house into a home. Step into their store today and discover a world of style and sophistication. As we observe Stress Awareness Month this April and our students at DCP gearing up for upcoming examinations, it is crucial to equip both pupils and staff with effective stress management techniques.
Miss Hendry, our esteemed psychology teacher, plays a vital role in fostering the mental well-being of our school community, with internal exams for Key Stage 3 on the horizon and senior pupils preparing for GCSE and A-level study leave. We've reached out to Miss Hendry to glean insights and expert tips on navigating stress.
Could you share some background about your journey as a psychology teacher and how you became interested in stress management?
Of course, and thank you so much for having me on the podcast, ladies. So I have been a psychology teacher for many years now, and my interest in stress management stemmed from witnessing firsthand the impact it had on students' academic performance, but also their overall well-being. Understanding the principles, the psychological principles behind stress and its management has been a passion of mine ever since I studied it as one of my topics during A-level psychology.
From your experience, what are some common stressors that students face during exam periods?
Probably the biggest and most common stressors for students would be fear of failure. So I'm not going to get my targets, I'm going to fail my GCSEs overall, that kind of thing, that fear of failure. Time pressure would also be another common stressor. So as it gets closer to the exam, students start to stress and panic that they haven't done enough or there's not enough time to get everything in. I also think that the expectations that students can place on themselves can be a massive stressor as well. And the overwhelming content that they have to revise. But more than this, concerns about their future academic and career prospects can also contribute to heightened stress levels when students start to think about, what am I going to do when school's over? What am I going to be? That can be a massive stressor during the exam period.
How can students recognise the signs of stress in themselves, and what steps can they take to manage it effectively?
What I would say, probably the most obvious thing that you can do is to listen to your body, because the most common and obvious signs of stress would be irritability, difficulty concentrating, changes in appetite, sleep problems, and generally feeling overwhelmed. And your body will be telling you all of that, whether it's your muscles ache, your tummy sore, you're getting constant headaches. That's your body probably telling you that you are in a state of stress. And to manage stress effectively, it's really, really important for students to prioritise self-care. I always say to the students, you have to treat yourself, okay? You have to prioritise yourself, whether it's having that little cup of tea after 20 minutes of revising, or telling yourself if you revise every day of the week, you can go out with your friends at the weekend. Treat yourself. I also think it would be important for students to practice relaxation techniques, and these can be done so simply. Things like deep breathing and mindfulness, anybody can pick them up. And it's also important to maintain a balanced lifestyle. Good eating and sleeping habits are very, very important for you to help manage stress. But also, don't be afraid to seek support. Stress can feel very isolating when you're going through it. But seek support from your teachers, your family, your friends, or even a counsellor as well.
What role can teachers play in supporting students' mental health, mental well-being during stressful times?
So teachers play a pivotal role in supporting student well-being. Some of these pupils sit in our classrooms 5 days a week, so it's important that we know how we can help them. The biggest thing that teachers can do is by fostering a supportive and positive classroom environment that encourages open communication. We can also provide guidance on effective study strategies, direct students to relevant support services in the school or in the wider community. But the role teachers can play in supporting student well-being is so, so important.
In your opinion, what are some misconceptions about stress and its management that students often have?
I think the biggest misconception about stress is that it's bad for you. So don't get me wrong, chronic stress can have a massive negative side effects, but actually moderate, healthy levels of stress now and again can help to motivate you and actually help increase your performance. And another misconception that I think a lot have is that stress management techniques are time consuming, or that they have to be complicated, or that you have to have some kind of skill in being able to do them. But simple strategies like knowing when to take short breaks, exercising, practicing the relaxation techniques are all simple and can be done by anybody.
Could you share a personal experience where you faced significant stress and how you can overcome it?
So probably a personal experience where I faced stress would have been during my PGCE. So when I was training to be a teacher, I experienced an overwhelming amount of stress, as I know so many do in that position, when trying to juggle between placement, coursework deadlines, personal circumstances. And I trained in Liverpool, so living away from home as well caused me a lot of stress. And I essentially survived and overcame all that by maintaining a daily schedule. So having a list of what I was going to do every day, that kept me from feeling overwhelmed. Engaging in daily exercise, so going for walks just to clear my head. And also by having a really strong support network. So I had my mammy, my partner, my friends, and it was all these things that helped me get through that really stressful experience.
What are some effective stress management techniques that you have found to be particularly beneficial for students?
So probably the most effective stress management techniques come from practicing mindfulness and meditation. And there's lots of ways you can do that. And you go onto YouTube and you can type in mindfulness and meditation. There is guided ones that you can go through if you're not sure how to go about it. And the basis for all of those mindfulness and meditation techniques is gaining an awareness of how you feel. That's at the heart of all of them. And it's about emotionally in that moment, but also in your own body, because stress has a lot of physiological responses in your body. And it's important that when you practice these techniques that you accept how you feel at that time. So if you're feeling stressed, anxious, worried, that you accept the feeling and without judgment, because it's okay to feel how you feel. And feeling stressed isn't a permanent state. You won't feel that way forever. I would also encourage physical activities. Physical activity produces a lot of feel-good endorphins, your dopamine, your serotonin, and even if it's just going for a walk with your friends. Good sleep hygiene is also very, very important, which exercise can help with. And it's important to avoid your distractions. Now, this would be a big one for me too, but put the phone away when it's bedtime. Because screen time at bedtime, the blue light can actually upset your body's production of melatonin, which is a hormone that helps regulate your sleep and helps you get a good deep sleep. And if you're sitting on your phone for an hour or maybe even more, that's going to disrupt your sleep and you're going to wake up feeling unrested and feeling worse. But it's important that students explore and find techniques that work for them, because what works for somebody else might not work for you. So it's a bit of trial and error.
Okay, but before we move on, what's the code word for this episode, Miss Hendry?
The code word is banana.
Are there any specific mindfulness or relaxation exercises that you recommend for reducing exam-related stress?
Oh, definitely. So I mentioned your mindfulness and relaxation techniques. You've got things like deep breathing. Whenever your body's in a state of stress, your breathing becomes quite rapid, it becomes quite intense, and that'll keep that feeling of stress within your body. So I would recommend deep breathing techniques. Box breathing is something that you could carry out, which is quite simple. You visualize a box in front of you, and as you trace the box with your finger, if you imagine, or actually do it. And as you go up the side of the box, you breathe in, you go across, you breathe out, you go down again, and you breathe in again. And then as you go across the bottom of the box, you visualize, and then you breathe out. And that can help regulate your breathing and take you out of that stress feeling in your body. There's also progressive muscle relaxation, where you imagine each individual muscle relaxing. Or if you're feeling up for a challenge, you've got yoga as well. And all these techniques are all focused on making you aware of the present moment. Because when you feel stress, a lot of the time you're feeling anxious or worried about things that haven't even happened yet. And so the techniques mentioned can stop the negative thoughts in their tracks.
Okay, how can parents best support their children who are experiencing stress due to exams?
So the most important thing and the simplest thing that parents and guardians can do is simply just by being supportive and having a supportive and encouraging environment for their children. Listen to your child's concerns without judgment. Validate their feelings, because it makes sense that you feel stressed during an exam. That's normal, and it's just reassuring them of that. And also remind your child of how far that they've already come, and celebrate your child's past successes. So remind them of all the things they've achieved already, just to let them know that you can do this. You've done it before. And I would also ask parents to encourage your son or your daughter to practice mindfulness, maybe even engage in the practices with your child, or even just encouraging them to take a break.
Looking beyond exam periods, what are some strategies students can use to build resilience and manage stress in their daily lives?
So the first thing to note is that to build resilience and manage it in your daily life, it takes time. There's no magic wand. It's not going to happen overnight. But it involves developing coping skills and adopting healthy habits that promote mental and emotional well-being. And by cultivating a positive mindset, which isn't easy, but by setting realistic goals for yourself, practicing self-compassion, love yourself, surrounding yourself with a good support network, and asking for help when you need it. You don't have to struggle alone. Because as I said, stress can be really isolating, but that doesn't mean you have to suffer it alone.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies. Thanks for having me on.
Well, guys, that's a wrap for today's episode of the Dominicast. We hope you enjoyed diving into the latest news, sports updates, upcoming events, and of course, our thrilling listener competition.
Indeed, Charlotte. But before we sign off, we would just like to extend a massive thank you to our incredible listeners for tuning in week after week. Your support means the world to us. It's honestly amazing.
It's so good. I can't
believe it.
And without your support, guys, we would not be able to do this podcast.
I know.
So thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
And a huge shout out to our amazing guests who joined us today, sharing their insights and stories. We are truly grateful for your contributions.
Let's not forget to express our heartfelt gratitude to our sponsors who make this podcast possible. Thank you to Morelli's To Go, A Broader Picture, and Shanti, and our new sponsor, Macaulay Ray. Your support is invaluable to us. It's honestly just the world.
It's so good. And to have another sponsor on our team is incredible.
Yeah.
And
it's crazy.
Yeah, they have gifted us with so many things.
To help us make this podcast like even better.
Yep. So. And to make it like what we can do with it, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's just like they have given us so much and we're so grateful.
Yeah.
And guys, don't forget about our exciting code word competition.
But before we go, remember to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of the Dominicast. Because, like, why would you want to miss us?
We're just,
amazing. You can find us on all major platforms. And hey, if you have a smart speaker, just ask Alexa to play the Dominicast. It's that easy.
And it's so cool that we are on so many of these major platforms that everyone listens to.
Famous.
Yep, we're famous. But everyone listens to these major platforms like every day, and I can't believe we're on it.
Yeah.
Already.
Crazy. We're only 11, so.
Yeah, we're only 11. We'll catch you next week for another fantastic episode. Until then, take care and bye for now.
See you next week. Bye.
The Dominicast at Dominican College, Port Stuart.